It's Monday the 31st of August. Confirmed by the crow. Eight AM. It's a nice morning. Actually it's 7 AM. There was a very heavy har down, yep. Oh, Mr. Blackbird. Jings, you're looking a bit rough. Yeah, God. Patches of grey all over his body. Yes, there was a heavy har at 7 o'clock this morning, but it's lifted. All but lifted. I can clearly see the sky. So there's those lovely kind of blotchy, thin clouds. Unfortunately, there's more of those than there is of blue sky. Sun's shining at the moment, but it's going to have a hard job unless it penetrates and blows them all away. It's a very, I know I've said it before, it feels like autumn. It does, of course. Yes, Mr. Black, he's heading for the back doorstep. He says, are you? Are you really going to go up to the back door and see if there's anything up there? Are you going to come here? He doesn't know which way to go. He's kind of heading one way then the other and keeps looking at me. Oh, he decided to go over and toss some leaves out. Well, the laurel tree, laurel bush. Actually, I should call it a laurel tree, it's massive now. I'll have to get the big saw out before winter comes in. Yeah, it's autumn. But this morning with that har, it's 100% an autumn morning. It's that very, very cool air, still air, mind you. It just has that feel, just screaming autumn. Screaming quietly though, you know, from a distance. I know a song about that, from a distance. Actually, that song is very, very apt and applicable to most of us in life. The lyrics that is. So I had a very good sleep last night. I think it's the first time I say that very good sleep, because first time in a long while anyway. Because we didn't have tea after, I think it was half six. I made that decision. And I didn't actually have to get up during the night. Although, to be honest, at one point later in the night, I really needed to go, but I couldn't. I was so tired, I just couldn't. So I went back to sleep. And so that's the first night in a long while that I have slept from, say, after 10. Probably about half 10 or something. Then we went off to sleep till 7 o'clock this morning. The problem is that I was absolutely shattered, absolutely knackered. Even my app, my sleep app, almost sounds like sleep apnea, doesn't it? My sleep app wakens me up with a lovely wee jingly tune, elevates in volume, and I think my brain ignored it this morning, because the time I realised it was ringing, it was way up, right up to full volume, as if it was shouting at me. Get up, you lazy bugger, can't you hear? Wow, is that tired? I'm still tired. I've had a shower, I've had a coffee, I've had my cereal. Oh, I'm still shattered. Last evening I was really tired in the big chair, and I said to my wife when we went to bed that I could have happily went to bed at 8 o'clock last night. Well, she said that I should just have said, and we would have. I think you almost feel like you're cheating yourself out of some television time if you go to bed too early. Which is madness. Watching the goggle box. So hopefully I'll waken up in a wee bit. Other than that, yes. Mentally I'm be honest and just say that with myself and just say I'm borderline. I've just so much yes. So many things just get to me. Or I allow them to get to me, or I don't know. Does just say they're getting to me for whatever reason. Fathoming it out is not necessarily time well spent. But I've also got something else playing in my mind, health-wise. I'm not going to say at the moment, I'm not going to say at all, but it's playing in my mind. Right. So if I needed something else to play in my mind. To get away for a wee break. We were supposed to go a wee run yesterday because it was quite nice in the afternoon, because we've been doing so many car boots and other things, that just a wee jaunt. As usual, it didn't end up that way. All too often you start to do things, or before you know it, you've eaten up the time you should have been away relaxing and walking along seafronts or shores or through beautiful places, little villages and rivers and the Trossachs or Fife or wherever. Oh, we'll do it another day then. Oh, right, yeah, sure, that's another day off then. I'm going to do another day then. Oh man. Right. I have to perk myself up this morning. I have to get in a mind state. Oh God, I don't even want to go there. I've just got so much that's just going to send me to a place I don't want to go if I start thinking about things I've got to do in the next 2 or 3 days. Not looking forward to one in particular, in an ironic sense, that is. Irony. Irony. Funny, I've a song running through my head now. It's been a blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from the blues. I feel like crying, dying. That's kind of how I feel. I'm just trying to keep on topic. I'm just trying to keep myself from sinking. to where I was a few days ago. Wasn't a nice place. So at the moment I'm jingling an empty cup in my hand, and I'm trying to keep my mind jingling at the same time. Jingle, jingle. Don't let it rest. Don't let it rest, because it'll rest in a rotten place. Think positive. Think. Think. Yeah. Right. Positivity. Positivity. Think of all the good things going for you at the moment. I'm still alive. I can still walk. Yeah. Trigger points. That's what causes it all. Those damn trigger points.